The Schubert and the Vivaldi were a lot of fun to do. It's great to have members of the Kalamazoo Symphony accompany us. I remember the first time I heard them. Fantastic musicians. It was a great privilege to conduct them, to meet many of them for the first time. And it was a lovely collaboration. They are two classic pieces, staples of the choral repertoire, and for us to be able to do them with lovely accompaniment and in a beautiful, beautiful space, a privilege and a joy to do that.
At the Holy Family Chapel at Nazareth.
Yeah, that's the second performance I've done there in my tenure so far with the Kalamazoo Singers, and it is certainly a beautiful space in every by every measure. It's aesthetically very pleasing. It's acoustically beautiful. It's a very fine place to enjoy a beautiful concert of sacred music.
You know, I think one of the great things about the Kalamazoo Singers is that, you know, I'm hearing about a concert that has two major sacred choral works on it featuring the Kalamazoo Singers, and I think, oh yeah, that's up right up their alley. And then this coming concert is a whole variety of solos and choruses from opera all the way to Broadway, and I think, oh, that's a typical Kalamazoo Singers concert as well.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. When I was first auditioning and interviewing for this position, one of the things they said to me, and I don't know if I'm exaggerating or not, but they all sort of looked at me a little bit sideways and said, well, you know, we like to do this kind of music and this kind of music and this. It was like, not like testing me. It was like looking a little bit askance and saying, what's he going to say? Does he? And it's really kind of right up my own alley. I love doing it all. My experiences here in Holland have been a little different because I hadn't had a tremendous amount of vocal jazz experience, but that's been part of my rep up here. And we do a little bit of that, not on this concert, but on our next concert. But one of the beautiful things about the Kay Singers is that we will sing authentically music from the Renaissance to yesterday. And I think that's a remarkable testament to their skill, passion, desire, their expertise, their willingness to try modern composers that might be a challenge to the ear, but that deliver, you know, beautiful message or beautiful sounds. And it's a great mark of a great chorus. They can do all of this music very, very well.
I think one of the components that you have to have is the members of the group think that the work it takes to try these different styles and to learn different languages and different time periods is actually fun to do.
It is fun. Of course, it's challenging, but I was just in a meeting a couple days ago with my school faculty, and one of the things that was mentioned was that human beings are designed to relish challenges. Now, a lot of us, unfortunately, develop resistance to challenge, sort of like we develop resistance to change. But I think this person that said that was right, that we are designed to solve problems, whether it's the problem of German or Italian diction, or to go from a piece from Wagner, like our concert opens with the bridal chorus from Lohengrin by Wagner, and it ends with the first act finale of Les Miserables. So we start in German, we end in English, we start in the, 1840s or 1850s, I would say, and then we come right up to 1980. Different languages, opera to Broadway stage. It's really fun, it's challenging, it's exciting, it's different. And I think our audience is just going to really love this very varied program.
I always think that one of the problems a music director must have in coming up with a program like this is not what to put on the program, but what to take away.
That is so true, Kara. In fact, after we finished, we had 3 or 4 weeks of auditions spread out over the course of the first of our rehearsals, starting right after the Schubert and Vivaldi performance. We immediately went into auditions. And I think, I'm probably going to get the number wrong, but I think I had 39 separate solo or ensemble auditions to listen to. That's as many members as there are in the chorus. Not every member auditioned, but the desire and the willingness to try. You know, we had people sing incredible opera arias from Donizetti all the way through, as I said, the most recent stuff. And so I had to eliminate three quarters of what was auditioned in order to put together a program that wouldn't take 5 hours. The good side of that is that when we do our June concert, we will get to hear some of those other numbers that didn't get programmed on this concert. So I'm looking forward to that already as well. That's, you know, mostly completely planned and filled. But your question is spot on, that we have such a great number, and to try to find the ones to do and the ones not to do. Great challenge, but a lot of fun.
I imagine that people who say, I'd like to prepare a piece and audition it to possibly be included on a concert, they're pretty much in love with the piece. They're self-selected. These soloists are going after music that they really love to hear and perform.
Sure. Many of the pieces that were auditioned have been known and sung several times by these singers. And some of them had pieces that they very recently prepared. What's interesting as well is that since obviously everyone isn't chosen to do a solo on every concert, I also then have to sit back and say, okay, this is what I have to work with. But I was really thinking about this. For example, in One Day More, there are lots of opening, I don't want to call them one-liners, but, you know, 2, 3, 4 sentences, and then that character steps to the background. And so I was able to ask several of the singers that weren't chosen as soloists on their own to then contribute their 3, 4, 5 lines or whatever in that song or other ones. So that was really, really neat as well. So many people are getting an opportunity. You'll hear some very good character voices. You'll hear some amazing opera aria singing. You'll hear some incredible music theater singing. You'll hear love duets. You'll hear friendship duets. You know, it's all out there.
Well, you've mentioned the bridal chorus from Lohengrin and a big medley from Les Mis. What else is on the program?
So we begin with the bridal chorus. We end with Les Miserables, and in between, we have songs from Brigadoon. We have songs from Street Scene by Kurt Weill. We have Sondheim, an aria by Bizet. We have a gorgeous piece sung by David Senecal called Le Rêve by Jules Massenet from Menon. We have several Verdi choruses, Witch's Chorus from Macbeth. We have Mozart, the wonderful Neighbor's Chorus from Offenbach. Some more Verdi, Weber, even. We got a little Hammerstein. We did not get Rodgers and Hammerstein, which is kind of amazing.
You know, a program like this warms my heart because it sort of brings back the idea. It reminds us that tunes from opera, tunes from the theater, they were the pop music of their day. They are strong, strong melodies, and they're wonderful in any age. That's something that we might forget. We think opera is an old dusty thing and music theater is for just certain fans, but it's really not true. As music, it's so strong in all genres.
You know, that is so true. I was just last night, after I got home from rehearsal, since I'm too wired after conducting this choir, I come home and, you know, I can't sleep. So I was just reading about Nabucco. We're singing the famous Bacchantiero, the chorus of Hebrew Slaves from Nabucco. And I was just reading a little bit about Nabucco. And you mentioned the opera was the pop music of the day. Well, I learned that all the stagehands would gather and sing this this amazing, amazing chorus, a hymn to the fatherland, and it became kind of an unofficial, I guess, Italian national anthem. At Verdi's funeral, the crowd spontaneously broke into it. I mean, talk about the power of popular music. This is an entire people uniting literally with one voice, singing Verdi's great, great music.
Just a scene from an opera that wasn't specifically about Italy, but it had the theme and the power to kind of ignite a national feeling.
I was talking with a friend of mine last night about just the idea of hymn singing. And we know that music in the church has changed quite a bit over the last, say, 20 years or so. And part of our inherited culture gets lost when we stop singing. And I remember years and years ago talking about certain parts of the country where choral singing is still held in higher regard, probably as much because of the religious nature of the region. But we tend to lose that core culture, which has been with us for so long. And so much of it, as I said to my friend last night, is anchored in singing because it's the one thing you can carry everywhere with you. A piccolo is really small, but you still have to carry it around with your voice. You are your voice. And singers have that instrument with them everywhere, which is why at Verdi's funeral they could burst into song. They didn't have to rosin off the bow with their instruments out and play. They just sang the song.
Well, I might sound like I don't want anything to change. I'm a bit of a stick in the mud. I think what you just said says we all still have this gift, and sharing music is something you can do any moment.
That's right. That is absolutely right. And one of the things, you know, music teachers like me also do is we give children of voice. And, you know, I've got a couple great stories about kids recently in my program that come to me as young singers, newly changed voices, let's say, boys' voices, and you know, no pitch matching whatsoever. And you just patiently go through, you know, it's a new voice. It will, I promise you, your voice will become yours again. Right now, it's a foreign instrument living in your body, and it's messing with your mind and messing with our ears. but you've got kids who go from the complete inability to match pitch as young changed voice baritones to about a year later, I've got kids auditioning for the top ensemble in my school here. So what you said about you have your voice, it's always with you, and it is always a part of you. It's always, literally, it's your voice, but figuratively, it's your voice. It is your ability, your way to communicate. And it's really joyous to see kids who struggle. They know they're not matching. They know they don't sound very good. And then all of a sudden, it starts to work. And that's tremendous.
You had brought up earlier that we do seek out challenges. And the reward is seeing your own progress. And that's possible, very possible, for young kids being the sponges that they are. But grown-ups also, especially practicing music, can see improvement and change and progress and deeper understanding with music, and that is a great reward too.
Yeah, and you know, a choir like the Kalamazoo Singers is the poster child for what you just said. We are the poster choir for this life long gift of singing. We have 20-somethings to octogenarians. And our particular octogenarian, I'm sure I'd love to mention your name, Faye Smith, on the air. Faye is a marvelous voice teacher and singer, and she's teaching now She has a burgeoning studio. Just the singers are coming to her, many, many, many of them taking lessons. She is singing as well as she has, she told me, in ages. And she has taken some of our other singers from her very youngest to our middle-aged, you know, like me. And everyone is just doing fantastic work. I mean, who would have thought that, you know, 40 and 50-year-old professionals would be taking voice lessons on the side for fun from an 80-year-old? I mean, this is just this whole business of making music with your voice is, you know, the MasterCard commercial. Priceless.
Well, I'm glad to know that everybody up on stage is doing something they love, and it's been a real pleasure to talk with you again, Rick.
As always, Kara, I look forward to the next time. Please come and join us for this performance. I'm looking very forward to it. Completely different than the other two concerts so far this year, but just as beautiful. Just a wonderful chorus and soloist singing wonderful music.